Axis Mundi.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I converted to evangelicalism at the end of my 8th grade year. If you remember being 14, it's that sweet spot where youthful ignorance meets raging hormones. The land of bad first kisses and awkward public displays of affection. Despite the best efforts of my father to give me the talk in the winter of that year, it was past the time for education on what sex is, how it works, and how to do it safely. My friends and I had already crowdsourced that information based on a mix of lessons from older siblings, rumors told at lunchtime, and limited firsthand experience. When I converted to evangelicalism, my youth leaders quickly convinced me that Matthew 5:27 should be the foundation for my approach to love and sex. This is where Jesus explains that anyone who lusts after someone who is not their spouse commits adultery in their heart. That means, my youth ministers explained, no making out in the movie theater, no sneaky hookups at Inspiration Point. It even meant doing away with anything that might cause me to lust after another person. Avoiding most movies, ripping out the pictures of bikini-clad surfers in my magazines, and doing everything possible to avoid the sin of masturbation. Unfortunately, prohibition is where my religious sex education stopped. The directive to avoid lust at all costs until marriage wasn't accompanied by any further information. The motto was to stay pure until my wedding night, and then somehow magically figure out what sex is and how to have a meaningful sexual relationship from scratch on your wedding night, after years of thinking sex, your own body, and the body of anyone else is the most sinister source of temptation in the whole world. It's one thing to learn this model at church, where I had willingly devoted myself to Christ and his teachings. It's another thing altogether to learn it in the public school system, the place where strict theologies of sexuality seemingly have no place in the curriculum. But that's the reality for millions of American teenagers. We are the only developed nation, a large portion of whose children learn that the best way to approach sex is to avoid it completely and never talk about it. The results have been disastrous. Welcome to The Orange Wave.
Thanks for listening to this free sample of The Orange Wave. My name is Brad Onishi, the author and creator of the series. I want to invite you to head over to our show notes and to hit the link if you'd like to continue listening to The Orange Wave. I know a paywall isn't something you want to see, and I get it. But I poured my heart and soul into making this docuseries, and we're an indie podcast. We're self-funded, self-produced. We do everything we can on our own to do this work. And so it's a nominal fee, and your contribution will help us make more of these docuseries, continue to do our show a couple times a week, and simply keep an eye on everything that's happening with the religious right, Christian nationalism, and so many other things. And if it's just not possible, send us an email and we'll get something worked out so you will have access and be able to continue to listen to this series. Thanks again. We appreciate your support.